Accountability is essential to leadership, but too often we confuse accountability with blame. True accountability isn't about pointing fingers. It's about creating ownership, support, and trust within your teams. Let's deep dive into this topic in this episode. I'm Greg Miścichowski, and this is the Uncover Leadership Podcast. For over 15 years, I've been leading teams, and my mission is simple: to share my experience so you can grow on your own leadership journey. Each episode, I'll bring you some practical tips, real-world insights, and lessons from my path to help guide yours. So listen in. Let's uncover leadership together. Accountability is a very interesting topic. As a leader, accountability should mean to you that you ensure responsibilities are clear within your teams and commitments are honored. How to do that? I'm gonna get back to my favorite topic. Let's make sure you build trust within your teams. And it's essential like everything else, but I'm gonna get back to this a little bit later. Accountability is especially critical in agile teams, and it's really easily visible if you're gonna look at the agile team. You have a small scrum team that depends on every single member to deliver value. You're not looking at individuals, you're looking at the whole team. And agile teams, when they build trust, they keep each other accountable. That's what makes them unique, and that's what helps them deliver value on cadence with good quality and get quicker turnaround, less defects. The list go on and on. So like you can see, the accountability isn't just the one person that do not deliver. The accountability is in agile teams that the team fail when they fail to fulfill their commitment. The accountability is critical in agile teams and beyond. But let's talk about blame for a second. Blame occurs when we focus more on who failed rather than why it fails, right? Why something failed. And it creates fear among the team. It damages trust that you hopefully built. And we should start focusing on what happened, why it happened, and how to move forward rather than to find scapegoats and put everything on one individual. Let's give an example. Let's say you as a leader, you missed the deadline. The blame gonna be on you. You messed up. How do you feel? And now try to shift it a little bit. Try to understand it from different angles. Were you accountable? So did you raise the challenge early? And how everyone else responded? How your team responded? How your leader responded to your communication? Because when you communicate it properly, you should receive help. And that's accountability from your side. You're making sure that you do everything in your power to finish the commitments that you made. It's not always possible. And that's just a fact. Sometimes it's external reason, sometimes it's something else, sometimes it's a knowledge gap, and you might wave your hand, guys, I don't know how to do it, and they say like, yeah, you're gonna figure it out, it's due in 2 weeks. That's not accountability, that's not keeping anyone accountable, it's just push someone towards the edge of a cliff, tell them, just fly. And we need to make sure that in Scrum and in Waterfall or just within regular day, when something goes south, instead of pointing fingers, we need to sit down. We need to understand what happened without putting blame on anyone. It's just a fact. It's just a situation that occurred. It's not like someone caused it, at least not intentionally. If they did everything in their power, it wasn't intentional. And how to move forward, how we can quickly get back on track. At this point, that should be the key item. Let's think for a second about the questions I asked earlier. If you are a leader, do you ask yourself a question? Was it communicated on the right time when the situation occurs? What you did as a leader, did you help them? Did you keep the other team members accountable to support them? Did you help with de-escalation? Did you help to find the right knowledge, right people to help with the knowledge gap or with the access? Or did you help getting the ticket resolved? Sometimes it's on us as the leaders to make sure we help team members fulfill their commitments. So like I just mentioned, leader
is accountable for enabling success for their teams. You as a leader, you are accountable to do that. You are the person that should help the teams remove the roadblocks. And I'm going to say it and remember it. You help them when it's above and beyond their capacity to resolve the issues themselves, right? They need to try first before you're going to step in to help them out. And in that situations, when they tried everything within the powers and it's still not working, you need to transform into a bulldozer and you need to clear the path for them to be able to move forward. That's the true leadership accountability to drive team success. And you don't need to know all of the answers. You need to make sure that the team never gets stuck without support. Let's get to one more point about accountability. To make sure someone will be accountable for their tasks, their commitments, we need to make sure that the request is clear. It needs to be a clear message, and it's really great if they can revert it back to you if you give someone a task, what's expected from them. Do they have any questions? Do they know how it should look like? If it's going to be a presentation, do they know if there is a template that they need to use or they have a free form that they can just drive their imagination? It just need to be clear because they can do everything they can to finish something and it's not going to meet your or someone else's expectation. So who follows that? That person or you? Because you did not communicate it clearly. Usually we're going to say like, oh, they did never ask. But you're putting blame on someone else. It's your request. If you want to get it done, make sure that you communicate it clearly. If you are the recipient of the request, you want to be excellent, you're going to remember that I'm going to ask what's expected from me. It should work on the both sides. And then we have excellent teams. It's not always the case. So let's do what's right from our point of view, from our seat. So you are a leader. You set clear goals. You set priorities for your teams. You discuss who is responsible for what. What's next? Next is feedback. And feedback is critical. You need to make sure that you give the feedback on the right time and you don't wait for the annual reviews. I think that's the worst thing, to wait with some staff from January till December to point it out. Something's happened last week. You have a chance on your 101. Discuss this with your team members. What went wrong? And give them clear examples, because saying to someone broad information about their performance, it's not necessarily helpful. You require from them to kind of know what they did wrong, and it's usually not the case. Like I mentioned, I am a true believer that we work with the excellent people, smart people, and they're not gonna consciously fail or do something wrong. They just may not know it. They may see the world through different lens. We need to remember that. So let me get to the end of the episode, but I want to talk about one more point. What's the best approach for you as a leader? And the best approach is to create a culture of ownership. You need to make sure that you set an example, that when you are accountable for something, you are fulfilling your obligation. You need to be the role model for the whole team. And you should not drive with fear. You should drive with the ownership, understanding that things go sideways and how to avoid them. You don't treat people like just to-do lists, right? You don't treat them, do the task. They own the outcomes. They need to understand that they, as individuals, own the outcomes, and it's their commitment to do it, not your task that you're assigning to them. That's why I love Agile so much, because the team members selected the stories that they're going to do. They plan during the PI planning what they're committing to do, and they take ownership from the very beginning when they say that. Leaders need to model that accountability, that mindset, that avoiding blaming and pointing fingers, striving for finding solutions and best outcomes from the tough situations. Only then the true culture of ownership will turn its wheel and it's going to thrive within your team. You're going to get smart, accountable people that are going to follow through, that are going to inform each other, that are going to be open, and they're going to be transparent with the challenges and progress. When you're going to lead with fear, when you're going to lead with pointing fingers, people are going to be afraid. They're not going to speak up. They're going to do bare minimum. and they're going to commit to bare minimum to make sure that they can fulfill what they promised and not be blamed. I really hope that you like this episode. Please follow me, like it if it's possible on the platform that you're listening for it, and have a wonderful day. I hope you're going to listen to the next episode. Thank you.